Hey, welcome back to the PM Sports page. It's now time to talk with our Jet Physical Therapy Cross Country Athlete of the Week. Today, I am joined by Waco sophomore Jonah Egli. Jonah, congratulations on the honor. Thanks for your time here today.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for calling me.
Well, Jonah, a great week it was. A great season has been for you here in your sophomore campaign. But let's travel back to last Thursday. You had a top 10 finish at Winfield Mountain Union, able to get the meet in. So take me back to last Thursday, Jonah. How do you think you ran that day?
I honestly didn't know. All I heard was that I got like an 18-minute flat time, and I placed somewhere in the top 15. I didn't know top 10. That is amazing to hear.
Mm-hmm. So what were the emotions afterwards when you realized that you did have a top 10 finish?
It felt great. But honestly, probably the best thing for me was the time. Oh, I love hearing when my time's increased. Because placements, that is awesome. Mm-hmm. But times for me, that's the real kicker.
Mm-hmm. Right on. And what did you think about that course at Twin Lakes at Winfield?
I feel like it is a great course. I love running it. It's always fun to look forward, especially since I live so close to the course and I have friends in Winfield that houses I actually run by when I'm running the course.
How about Monday? You traveled to Hillcrest Academy, another nice time for you. What'd you think about that meet and how you ran against some big competition?
With the bigger schools, I don't think I've done as well as other kids, but I ran the early this year and my time did increase by like half a minute, which I felt was fantastic considering how I ran. Placement, still don't know. Time I know was low 19s.
Mm-hmm. You talked about it. Big schools, some great runners in that meet. Does that fuel you internally to try and push yourself even more when you're going up against these really good competitors?
It doesn't fuel me beforehand, just kind of during the race. When I see just like bigger schools, sometimes I'm just like, okay, so if I get ahead of this kid, like, and he's from a bigger school, it always makes me feel better and feel like I got ahead of this kid. I can definitely get ahead of this next kid.
Mm-hmm. You know, Jonah, Waco, as a team, you know, don't have many numbers, but there is a few of you. How do you think the team has improved throughout this 2019 season?
Well, I think they have done a great job, though it is kind of nice seeing just how some of older members has increased since this is the last year. And I think they've been very happy with how they've increased and how they're doing. And it's just fantastic to see them end the year with a bang.
Mm-hmm. And how do you think you've improved over the years here in cross country as you sit at your sophomore season?
Since I've only really been doing cross country for 2 years, so I don't have as many years to compare. So it's just been nice because I did it my 8th grade year in junior high and definitely increased freshman. Oh my gosh, I was blown away by how much I increased in freshman. And now just seeing how I've even increased from freshman, which I thought I could never do, has been amazing. It's just been awesome.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Jonah Egli, this week's Jet Physical Therapy Cross Country Athlete of the Week. Jonah, it's go time now. You're up for conference here on Thursday. What's your goals for conference and as we move closer to the postseason?
I really have not set up a goal yet. It's just hard to think of a goal right now. And I don't like to set goals like 2-4 beforehand. I usually like to like scout out the competition and think, yeah, I could probably end up with this. I could do this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Seth Pugh, head coach of the Warriors. What do you like about him?
Oh, lots of things. He's just an awesome all-around guy. And he's a pretty good coach. Like, he's there. He runs, it's kind of nice because he doesn't run with the junior high, the high school a lot, but he always runs with the junior high, so that's nice because he just kind of lets us, he trusts us, he believes us to go on our own route and run as much we want, and that I feel like we all believe and really appreciate that trust.
Yeah, for sure. A couple fun questions here for you, Jonah. Do you have a favorite course that you've ever been on and why?
Definitely, I can't remember what it was exactly called, but it was down at Lake Geode, and I think it was a placement course last year, my freshman year, and I've only ran it once, but I love that course, mainly because it was just all woods. I love running through the woods.
Okay. Well, why specifically do you like running through the woods?
Because, like, it's just nice to, like, just, one, just all the nature. I love seeing, like, just all the trees and the sticks and all that. It's really fun. It's because, and the terrain is different from just flat grassy course, which I think just adds an extra special element to it. And mainly just because I like the change of scenery, because we run on a lot of golf courses.
Yeah.
It's nice to just be in the woods. And also, usually just most wood courses we go through are kind of bigger. Mm-hmm. So it's nice just to do, like, I like doing less laps because it makes it feel.
Right on. Do you have a go-to pre-race meal that you have to eat before every race?
Just pretty much pop in a protein bar and that's it.
What do you like most about being a warrior? This can be cross-country or non-cross-country related.
I'm going to go with the non-cross-country related. The 4+1, definitely. Because the school, just in case you don't know, a school has a system where we go for 4 days a week rather than five like most schools. And we call it a 4+1. And we do make all the days up with a thing called J term. It's usually during the middle of winter, like pretty sure it's after winter break, and you get to select a special class to do, like, and they can be pretty far ranged, like some like do a shop class where you make chairs and have barbecues, some you have a cosplay class where you make costumes, and at the end, whatever thing you chose to do, you get to present it off to all the parents who show up for this end of the J-term thing. And J-term only does last about 2 weeks, but it's just nice because it's a change of pace from regular schoolwork, and also it makes up for the missing Fridays that we have.
Okay.
So I just love it.
And gotta love a 3-day weekend, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure that's great. Well, the last question before I let you go here, Jonah, our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, "Movement is your medicine." How do you use that motto to prepare for a race?
Just keep moving is the key to doing well in the race in the first place. Just everything has to do with movement in a race. Your stretches to get you loosened up and walking the course to figure everything out. Just everything in the race has movement up from the very beginning, from the end.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jonah, congratulations once again on a great week and best of luck in the postseason.
Thank you.
That's Jonah Egli, this week's Jet Physical Therapy Cross Country Athlete of the Week on today's PM Sports page. We'll take another quick break. Come back with more right after this on KCII.